DHS and DOD work closely together on a variety of cybersecurity matters, and it's important enough that the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of Homeland decided they needed to formalize the relationship, and that's what we've done.
You know, there's all sorts of folks out there saying, hold on, this is the militarization of the Internet or cyber war. A lot of concern out there about those kinds of questions. How do you respond to those?
Well, this arrangement does not change any authorities or command relationships or oversight relationships. So it's really the same as we have been doing. It just makes a more formal arrangement so we can have better bandwidth. We're exchanging people. They're sending some people down to DHS, and we're sending some people up to NSA and Cyber Command.
And those people will be doing what? Is it mostly just sharing of information? I mean, I think the concern is that, all of a sudden the military is taking over of the Internet. That's the concern on the extreme level.
So, in our view anyway, cyberspace is not a war zone. It is a place where there is conflict, but it's also a marketplace, a schoolyard, a library.
And a shop even.
Yeah, exactly. And what is needed, however, is to bring all the resources of the federal government to bear to help secure it, because it's the endoskeleton of modern life. And in that way, DHS has capabilities and DOD has capabilities, and we're bringing them together consistent with existing law and policy to help protect the American people.
And so how does this help DHS do its job better in terms of protecting mostly the civilian side networks?
Exactly. DHS is responsible for protecting the civilian federal agencies and for working with the private sector to protect it. So we will get technical assistance from NSA, and we will be able to collaborate in response activities under the National Cyber Incident Response Plan with DOD.
And so this brings mostly knowledge sharing. Is that what this is?
It's primarily knowledge sharing and more integrated planning.
And also, I mean, I remember, and this was years ago, one of the civilian agencies, their systems had been hacked, and they didn't even know it. Will bring that kind of knowledge, or does DHS mostly is pretty sophisticated in that now?
We already track that and are advising agencies when we see things on their networks, and we will continue to do that. We will also take advantage of any technical assistance and technology that NSA can let us use to enhance those capabilities. But we will continue to be the operators of the protections for the .gov.
And do you hope that this relationship will improve things like Einstein and those protections that the government has put in place that secure networks? Will this knowledge sharing help those kinds of systems?
Einstein is one of the main areas that we've been cooperating with DOD on, so they're a real partner with us on that project, and that will continue under this. What this arrangement really does is make sure we have better, even better lines of communication at a more senior level between the two organizations.
And delve into that a little bit more, because I know that DHS and DOD have worked together on things like Einstein. How does this further that relationship? Why do this, given that it seems like you have a relationship anyway?
I think it's just a maturing of the relationship, Chris. It's a matter of formalizing it and making sure that both parties have the right people in place. So, for example, not only are we sending up technical and engineering experts up to NSA and operations expert, we're also bringing our own lawyers and privacy and civil rights and civil liberties attorneys to make sure we stay on the straight and narrow in those kinds of aspects. Similarly, NSA is sending down a cryptologic services group, and Cyber Command is sending down a cyber support group. So we're just increasing the bandwidth.
And talk a little bit about the privacy aspects, because I saw in some of the press reports that you are doing also an exchange of privacy experts, and DHS has been very focused on that over the last couple of years. Do you hope that there's also some information sharing that will go on there as well?
Well, absolutely. We have to have a internet that is open and secure. We can't have an internet that's just secure and not open. So the purpose of the privacy and civil rights and civil liberties folks, staff that are going up to NSA with our team are to make sure that those values are front and center as we take defensive measures to protect the .gov and the .com.
Will there be some formal product that results from this? Will you do a information sharing report at 6 months, 12 months, something like that?
We don't have the full operational plan in place. We are almost at what we call around here initial operating capability.
Doesn't sound too governmental, does it?
No, not at all. And the first task is to put together the detailed plan of action that lays out the roles and responsibilities.
The knowledge and skills
you're entitled to do that.
Right. The knowledge and skills that you hope that the DoD can provide DHS are things like.
Well, I think the NSA, for example, is a unique national resource and not one that we as a nation can afford to try to duplicate in terms of its technology expertise and experience. And so all that kind of expertise is something that we need to leverage across the government and across the country in an appropriate way consistent with law and policy.
And this isn't something that most chief security officers, those folks won't be part of this relationship. This is mostly between DHS and DOD, and that knowledge will inform CISOs, but they won't be participants in it. Is that?
Well, you bring up a good point. And so the way we work with the agency chief information security offices is through U.S. CERT and the NCIC, and also through our federal network security program. So as we work with them on FISMA and some of the FISMA enhancements, as well as on the reporting and dealing with specific incidents that are ongoing through U.S. CERT, the knowledge that we gain and the assistance that we get from DOD in this relationship will help us make sure that the agencies have the best solutions at their fingertips.